This is the Big Leap College Bound, Episode 12.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college-bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hi, everyone. I want to give you some awesome news today. There are many roads that lead to happiness. When we think about what we want in life, what we think will make us happier, most of the time we're very linear. First, you decide on a goal, and then you figure out how to get from where you are now to where you want to be in as straight a line as possible. You connect the dots and go as quickly as possible to where you want to be, to your goal. And then, if anything happens along the way to derail you, it's considered a failure. You thought this one thing would make you happy, and now this road you're traveling didn't work out, so now you aren't going to get any happiness. This is how our brains work with all sorts of things. And some of you are going through this right now with your teen. There's one college they want. They've wanted it their whole life, or at least, you know, for them, it's their whole life. It seems like a very long time, but it's their goal. It's all or nothing. And my husband was that way when he was looking at colleges. He knew since he was a toddler that he wanted to go to the Air Force Academy. He grew up on an Air Force base, really on several around the world. And he can still, it's crazy, he can still name the type of aircraft it is just by listening to it. So he knew that is what he wanted. He was sure. He was in ROTC and he had an ROTC scholarship. He was at the top of his class, the captain of the football team, captain of the baseball team, class president, all that stuff. And he got a recommendation for the Air Force Academy from his congressman. So he knew what would make him happy. He knew what he wanted to do, and he put forth the effort to make it happen. He had a very linear path to happiness, to his goal. But he got the mumps. Of course, it was back before we had vaccinations for the mumps, but he lost all of the hearing, 100% of the hearing in one ear. And you can't be a pilot in the Air Force if you don't have hearing in both ears. That really narrows the chances of someone getting into the Air Force Academy, so he didn't get in. And then he lost the ROTC scholarship on top of that because of his hearing also. Not only was the road to the Academy a failure, but there was no other road to get there, to get to that one college. So when your goal blows up, when your big dream blows up, what do you do? Well, first, feel bad for a while. That's what you're supposed to do. We humans avoid feeling badly like we avoid the plague, but pushing those emotions down or ignoring the bad feeling just makes it pop up later. Your bad feelings want to be heard and felt. So don't wallow in it. Don't fondle your bad feelings, but don't push them away either. When you want something for a long time and it's a big goal, it would be sort of strange not to feel badly. So feel bad. Don't skip that part. Don't fight it. And it's not just the teen who feels badly about not getting into the college of their choice. Sometimes us parents feel it even more acutely. So feel it. But then pull up your big kid panties and look at different roads to different goals. Most people think that there's one path that leads to happiness. They just have to find it. And that's just not true. Even when you know intellectually that there are other ways to be happy, often something down underneath your thinking mind says, yep, that's it. My happiness is gone. No way to get it. I hear people say, I know I shouldn't feel upset, but I do. And that's really the intellectual mind trying to overrule what's going on in other parts of the mind. And it just doesn't fix it. Or you may have a kid where everything came naturally and they haven't failed at anything they really value. And so they're extra careful not to make a mistake about picking a college because in their mind, failure just isn't an option. They haven't experienced failure, so it seems so much more frightening to them to fall from up on their pedestal of success. Again, they're really focused on making that straight line to the right option, the right college. And that causes a lot of stress. because there is no one right college. So what do? If you're pursuing the one right choice, do the opposite. What? Now, I don't mean not to make a choice. I don't mean putting your head in the sand and ignoring the fact that deadlines are approaching. I mean, instead of thinking the same thought over and over, I have to make the right choice. I have to find the one right college. Use more than that one neural pathway in your brain. Think a different way about the same problem. I'll give you an example. I was teaching a seminar on designing your life, and I asked everyone in the class to write the story of their happy life as it would be 5 years from now. But it's got to be a realistic life story, no winning the lottery or marrying a movie star. And I asked them to write about their life, the one that they could actually have that would be truly happy. And once everyone had written their happy life story, I had them write four more happiest life stories. They wrote about four different things, four careers or paths or romantic lives or colleges that could make them equally happy as the first story, just in a different way. Because no one thinks that way. It's very freeing when you think that way on purpose. When you think about having these, you know, parallel universes where you could be equally happy, just the story changes. It takes the high stakes pressure away when you know that there are different scenarios that could be awesome. No one thinks about the five best choices of things. We've trained ourselves to always focus on the best choice. And some of you may be thinking I'm not talking to you because your teen doesn't have a problem coming up with different college options. In fact, that could seem like their problem. And for some teens, it's not a problem. But for some, they decide on their favorite college and then they change their mind. It's a different flavor of the day. A different college is the one each day of the week. They know their choice, but they're always keeping their options open, looking at more and more universities. But that's actually a whole different challenge. That's a decision-making and commitment issue. I'm talking about how our brains are trained to think there's a right choice in situations where there might be many right choices. This issue is still a narrowing down issue, a tunnel vision issue for both types of teens in pain. Their brains in turmoil because they're looking for a right choice when there is no right choice. It's like a cone, a puzzle with no answer. It's the nature of living this life in a consumer society. We're all working to narrow things down. And most of the time that serves us because we have so many choices to make. Which is the best pair of socks to wear on a cold winter day? What am I going to eat for breakfast that'll keep me full till lunch? Which aisle is going to have the closest parking spot to the building? We've got a lot of these small decisions to make that all add up. Look at the process of picking a college. You've got thousands to choose from, so the process is naturally to start weeding them out. And that's a good thing. But usually what happens is you have the big list of colleges narrowed down, and then you're painfully trying to decide between a couple of colleges. Your mental mindset is to try to not make a mistake. It's the inner dialogue that causes the pain. Pick the right school. Make the right choice or your life will be miserable. Don't pick the wrong school. But there may not be a right choice and a wrong choice, only many right choices. It's the inner dialogue that is making this a time of turmoil instead of an exciting adventure. So when they have it narrowed down to a handful of colleges, try having them imagine how wonderful each choice will be. Get very detailed. Have your teen try imagining what they'll be wearing. You know, what's the temperature outside? Have them imagine walking down the sidewalk, waving to friends, doing the interesting things that are particular to that particular college. It feels freeing to choose between wonderful, happy paths. How can you go wrong if every choice is awesome? And usually when you're thinking of these parallel, wonderful lives, your brain will steer you in one direction or another. Once you throw out all of the shoulds, you know, I should go to a prestigious college. I should go in-state. Then you'll feel drawn to one college or another. Because when your brain is focused on narrowing, it becomes more closed than expansive. When your mind is expansive, looking at the wonder of it all, you can consider more variables at once. Your mind takes a long-range view of your choices, and you have eagle view. So give it a try with all of your life choices. You and your teens. That's all for now. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.